Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. I'm Bob Papa here on MSG. The Giants lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers 24-20. To rewind the game, former Giant great Carl Banks. And Carl, an uneven performance again by the Giants. A lot of things that they have to fix, and some of their missteps really cost them in this football game on Sunday.
Yeah, I think when you look at, from an execution standpoint, little things just didn't get accomplished. When you have third and ones, you have a receiver and a quarterback not on the same page. You have a red zone throw to the corner of the end zone, receiver and quarterback not on the same page. Not making tackles, not being able to stop the run were some areas that you really have to get better at.
Yeah, I mean, even the first possession of the game you were alluding to, the Giants had a third and one at the Pittsburgh 44. Manning throws a back shoulder throw to Randall. He doesn't see it. He runs a go route. Next thing you know, the Giants are punting the ball away. But Pittsburgh not doing anything with the ball either. So the Giants get the ball at their own 16-yard line. And they get a couple of yards, and then Eli Manning makes a mistake that winds up costing the Giants.
Manning drops straight back to throw. Pumps, looks, throws it down the left sideline. High and late, intercepted by Ike Taylor. Terrible decision by Manning. High and late to Cruz. And Manning gets picked off for the ninth time this season.
Bad decision by me. They had pretty good coverage based on the play. I was trying to come back and give a shot to Victor on a corner route, and just got hit as I threw it. The ball didn't come out how I wanted to, and should have not attempted that throw under the circumstances.
Well, Carl, even Eli admitted after the game, it's a throw he should not have made to Victor Cruz, an easy interception for Ike Taylor. But you could feel like the Giants were pressing, even though it was a 0-0 game.
Yeah, and the thing about it is when you have other options available, the quarterback has to be able to put the offense in the right situations.
So the first quarter ends with Pittsburgh on a drive, Ben Roethlisberger completing a 7-yard pass. After one, Giants and Steelers scoreless. When we come back to Giants Rewind, we'll tell you about the second quarter, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. The Giants and Steelers start the second quarter scoreless. Pittsburgh has a third and four at the Giants 23. Roethlisberger dumps it down to his fullback, Will Johnson. He gets a first down. Pittsburgh continues to drive the football. They have a first and goal at the six. Redmond runs for 2 yards. And then the Pittsburgh Steelers jump out to the first lead of the game.
Roethlisberger back to throw. Looks, throws back to the end zone. Touchdown, Steelers. Emmanuel Sanders. And they turn the Manning interception into a touchdown.
Carl, it wasn't so much the Emmanuel Sanders touchdown. It was the plays leading up to that. Redmond getting 7 yards. Redmond getting 5 yards. Redmond getting 7 more yards. He was just more physical than the Giants' defensive front.
Yeah, and what ends up happening when you can't get off blocks and you've got a power runner who's going downhill, he just ends up, it's just yards after contact because no one really gets to square him up at the line of scrimmage. Once he gets going downhill, it became very difficult.
All right, so the Giants trail 7-0. They get the ball back at their own 28. Bradshaw for 5. Martellus Bennett with a 6-yard catch. 1st and 10, Giants. Manning throws a deep ball for Akeem Nicks. There's a pass interference penalty that's 41 yards. And now the Giants are in good position right now. They're at the Pittsburgh 20-yard line. And again, Bradshaw for 4 yards. Bradshaw for 4 yards. They convert a 3rd and 2 with a 4-yard Bradshaw run. Giants wind up having it 1st and goal at the 8-yard line. After a penalty, a personal foul penalty on a pass at Manning, probably should have been intercepted by Ike Taylor in the end zone, but Victor Cruz got hit late, so it's 1st and goal at the 1, and the Giants get the game tied up.
1st and goal, Giants at the 1. Giants trail by 7 here in the 2nd. Eye set with Brown. Hand off Brown. He runs right to the goal line. Did he break the plane? Yes, touchdown. Andre Brown with his sixth rushing touchdown of the season.
So, Carl, a good respond drive by the Giants. They run it well after the pass interference, and then Andre Brown powers it in from a yard out.
Yeah, it was. They got the benefit of a penalty, and they capitalized on it. And that was a good, like you said, a very good response to the drive that the Steelers had.
All right, now, a mistake by the Giants, and this would rear its ugly head the rest of the game. Rainey returns the ensuing kickoff 50 yards. So after the Giants get the game tied, Pittsburgh gets to start out near the 48-yard line right out of the gate.
Yeah, field position versus a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers is very important. You want to have to make them work to drive the field. When you give it to them at midfield, you just do yourself a disservice.
Well, Carl, Pittsburgh takes the ball and they move it easily. They face a 2nd and 5 at the Giants' 32-yard line, and this is where the New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game occurs.
Drops back to throw. Oh, steps up, pass knocked away. Osiyuma, you're knocked away. It's being ruled a fumble and picked up by the Giants. Running down the right sideline is Boley. He needs a block. He's to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants.
OC did a good job, you know, getting in, knocking the ball out. And after that, I was, you know, I happened to be the closest one. You know, we harp on picking the ball up, you know, all the time in practice, you know, whether you think it's a fumble or not, you know, pick it up and score. So my whole thing was, you know what, pick it up and score. And if they call me back, they call me back. What?
Carl, obviously a controversial play. Really could have gone either way. Could have been an incomplete pass. But the officials deemed that the ball was moving in Roethlisberger's hand when OC hit it. So it's a sack, forced fumble, and then Boley takes it the rest of the way. And now suddenly the Giants are up 14-7.
Yeah, you're in great position now. And really in position to kind of control the game if you can just stabilize all phases.
Now Pittsburgh gets the ball back and they drive it downfield. Jason Pierre-Paul gets a big sack, so the Steelers punt the ball away. Giants with 1:10 to go in the half are up by 7. They're starting at their own 20. Another pass interference, Carl. This one goes for 46 yards. Yeah. Now the Giants get back-to-back false start penalties. Now with 1:10 to go in the half, there's no reason why the Giants should not go into the locker room up 14-7, maybe 17-7, and if they really get something going their way, 21-7, but 2 false start penalties, and then Tynes is short on a 51-yard field goal.
Well, yeah, you penalize yourself basically out of field goal position. But number one, you killed your own momentum without even running a play. I mean, you lose. You're 1st and 20, and you're right on the edge of the red zone. Now you're out of it.
Yeah, you're 1st and 10 at the 34. Next thing, you're 1st and 20. They wound up getting some of the yardage back of the penalty, but Tynes misses with the ball on the 33-yard line. He comes up short from 51 yards. Plus, they left time on the clock, and Pittsburgh drives it downfield and gets a field goal. That should have never happened. And if you look at this game and the final score of this game, Carl, the Giants right there with what happened, they should have gone into the locker room probably up 17-7. Instead, their lead, instead of 10, it's 4 at the half.
And that was the key, because when you go up by 10, you change the way the team calls plays. Now, if they're still in it down a field goal or down a touchdown, they can run their offense, but there's no sense of urgency for them to get back in the game.
So Pittsburgh with the momentum going to the locker room at the half. Giants lead it 14-10. We'll tell you about the third quarter after this timeout on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. We start the third quarter. Giants lead the Steelers 14-10. Pittsburgh goes 3 and out on the first possession of the third quarter. And, Carl, the Giants put together a very nice drive. They never face a third down from their own 7-yard line. They've got a 1st and 10 at the Pittsburgh 35. Bradshaw for 3, Bradshaw for 0. And then sort of that lack of crispness in the passing game.
Yeah.
Manning has Cruz in the middle of the field. He seemed to slow down. The ball goes incomplete, and the Giants have to settle for a field goal.
Yeah, and that's kind of the result of the physical play of the defensive backs of Pittsburgh. That window was open. Cruz would normally run through that window, and the ball's there on timing. He kind of slowed his route down a little bit, and the ball fell incomplete.
Lawrence Tynes boots a 50-yard field goal, so the Giants do get 3 points. Their lead is back up to 7 at 17-10. Pittsburgh gets the ball at their own 6-yard line. Redmond for 3 yards. There was a penalty against the Giants, so on a 1st and 10 from Pittsburgh's own 20, the Giants forced their second turnover of the game.
Play fake, Roethlisberger back to throw, steps up, fires it over the middle, intercepted! Threw it right to Corey Webster. And Webster gets tackled at the Pittsburgh 33-yard line. Second week in a row, Webster gets a pick.
Carl, first talk about the play of Corey Webster on getting that interception and how he played that whole thing.
Well, it was well-executed pass coverage because he was in a trail technique. He just fell behind the receiver and shadowed him. And as soon as the receiver turned, he turned, and the ball was right there as if he was the intended receiver. Ben Roethlisberger probably thought on that type of route that Webster would overrun it and the receiver would come back to it. So that was great, great defense by Corey.
So the Giants start at the Pittsburgh 33-yard line. They convert a 3rd down. They have 1st and 10 at the 16. They wind up having a 1st and goal at the 1, but the Giants have to settle for a field goal. And when you look at this game, as we're rewinding it here on MSG, you think about that sequence at the end of the first half where the Giants don't get 3 and Pittsburgh gets 3. You think about the Cruz 3rd down play on the previous possession where the Giants settle for 3 more. And then you think about this scenario right here and 3 points at the end of the half, missing 4 points on the previous possession, and now another field goal, another 4 points. That's 11 points in that time frame that proved to be the difference in this entire game.
Yeah, when you don't capitalize on your opportunities and you play this type of game against a team like the Steelers, who they're very comfortable being in close games, you need to increase your margin so that you can take them out of their comfort zone.
So it's still a game. The Giants are only up 10 after the Tynes 23-yard field goal. Third quarter ends with the Giants leading by 10. We'll tell you about the fourth quarter after this timeout on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. We start the fourth quarter. Giants lead is 20-10, and on the second play of the fourth quarter, Pittsburgh faces a 3rd and 5 at their own 49-yard line. Can the Giants get a stop? That was the question that begged to be answered.
3rd and 5. Steelers the best on 3rd downs in the NFL at 51.9%. From their own 49. Roethlisberger back. Late pressure. Throws the slant. He's got Wallace and speed. He's to the 35, to the 30, to the outside sideline, and he will score!
You know, it was just a dart route. He ran the under route right away, and it was zero coverage. You know, it was zero coverage, and it's just pretty much a play that, you know, I really don't know how we just had to run and run to the ball. I guess we try to stop that play because it's zero coverage. You know, there's no post safety help. There's no help anywhere, and he just kind of ran a dart route, and Webb and myself tried to get to him. I think we tangled up a little bit, and he was able to break free.
Carl, a couple problems on this play. Roll with a little bit of an odd angle.
Bad angle.
He also misses the tackle and knocks Webster off the trail. Maybe Webster can dive and get a hand on Wallace, because if they get him to the ground there, he's actually short of the 1st down. And then his speed, world-class speed, he turns it into a 51-yard touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it was the right defense. Safety knew what he was supposed to do. Just took a bad angle on a slant route. You've got to intersect it. He came behind it, knocked his own guy off, and Wallace was off and running.
So now it's a game. It's 20-17. Giants get the ball. They go 3 and out. Manning gets sacked. Now Weatherford punts the ball, and Sanders with a 63-yard punt return. Weatherford stops the touchdown. Now the Giants with a pretty good goal line stand, Carl.
Yeah.
So Pittsburgh sends out the field goal unit on a 4th and 1 at the Giants 3. A field goal ties the game, or maybe not.
This will be a 20-yarder from the left hash to tie the game up. Oh, it's a fake. They throw it to Sweezum. The Giants have it. Rodney stopped. Back of the 4-yard line. And they tried the fake, the over-the-shoulder flip. And he did not get it.
That's
tremendous credit by Michael Coe, who stayed home and made the tackle with 10:30 to go in the game.
Hey, back up. That's how you fall. That's how you fall.
Carl, the Giants stayed disciplined. Michael Coe and then Justin Tuck. Stop it. Should have been a big momentum boost for the Giants.
Well, it was momentarily because that was the play that really should have just changed the game at that moment.
But the Giants start at their own 4-yard line and three and out again. So they punt the football away. Pittsburgh starts at their own 49-yard line, and it's Redmond for 4, Miller for 14, Batch for 4 yards, Roethlisberger to Cotchery for 12, a 3rd and 7. Redmond goes for 5 yards. The Giants should get off the field. But Hosley's offside, which makes it a 3rd and 2. These are the little things that get you beat.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no reason to be offside. You're lining up for coverage, and you step right into the neutral zone. You're backing up, but the ball is snapped.
So that makes it a 3rd and 2. Pittsburgh's able to convert. 1st and goal at the 1. And this is where Pittsburgh takes their first lead since 7-0.
Hand off Redmond. He runs right. He picks his way to the goal line and reaches. Touchdown, Pittsburgh.
They're just flat getting beat up front.
You know, one of the biggest things is finishing the play and, you know, not letting them get the extra yard. And we talked about that a few weeks back where, you know, it's that one extra yard. You know, fight for that one extra yard on offense, stop them from getting that one extra yard on defense. And, you know, they fought harder for that one extra yard than we did. And it kind of came down to that. And that's why, you know, they were able to capitalize. And their run game, you know, if you look at it for the first 3 seconds of the play, it's nothing. But then, you know, the last 2 seconds of the play is where they broke free, got those extra yards.
So Redmond puts the Pittsburgh Steelers ahead. The Giants get the ball back, and again they go 3 and out. Manning gets sacked. Carl, in the 4th quarter, the Giants went 3 and out on all 3 of their possessions. They lost 12 yards on the first possession. On the 2nd possession, they gained 2 yards, so that's minus 10 yards. And on the last possession, they gained 1 yard. So they ran 9 plays for minus 9 yards.
That's not how you put a team away. It's not how you keep yourself in a game. You've got to be able to generate positive yards, especially late in the game.
Now, the Giants play defense, and they use their timeouts. So Pittsburgh has the ball, 3rd and 9 at the Giants' 29-yard line. There's 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the game. Giants have one more timeout remaining and the 2-minute warning. So they can get a stop here. They still have a chance to maybe get the ball back and drive it for the winning score. But here's where Pittsburgh ices away their 5th win of the season.
Roethlisberger back to throw. Steps up, fires it right, completes it for the first down to the 45-yard line.
The last one, which cost us really dearly because I had to take my last timeout after a 1st down. But that was a pretty good move by a receiver to challenge a defender inside him and then slide outside, and the ball was just thrown. The accuracy was good. The slant that they hit, my God, we've been defending it all day and doing a good job, and all of a sudden he comes out, a very speedy receiver comes out the other side. So, you know, you got to give some credit to the opposition who's got a good football team.
Hand off right for Redmond. Squeezes through, and he breaks free. He's in Giant territory. He cuts left to the 35, to the 30, and he gets tackled by Roll at the 26. And that's going to do it as we go to the 2-minute warning.
You know, we had a lot riding on this game. Everyone knows about what's taking place this last past week in this area. And, you know, a lot of us have been affected ourselves, and we wanted to come out and just give this region, put some smiles on some people's faces. So, that's frustrating in itself. And then knowing that you had an opportunity to be the great football team at home, let that slip through your hands, we've been a team known for finishing. We take the lead in the fourth quarter and we don't sustain that. That's frustrating, and that's not us. So we got to go back and look at this thing tomorrow and come back next week and try to get to 7-3.
Carl, your assessment here of the Giants and sort of where they are. I mean, 6-3, mm-hmm. most teams would like to be there, but the last few weeks we've seen a little bit of leakage here from this team, and they've got, you know, obviously one more game to go before their bye against Cincinnati.
Well, what you have to do is extrapolate the big plays. Extrapolate, oh, well, we were bailed out by a sack or a turnover, and really look at where your weaknesses are. You're not a very good tackling team at times. You have breakdowns at crucial moments. Your lack of diversity on the offensive side of the ball and really utilizing the skill set. So you rely on a big play, and it's kind of a go-to. You know your go-to guys will come down with the ball, but is it a well-advised play, or you just have so much blind faith in the guy that you're throwing it to? So you take those types of things out and say, where can we get better? Because now is the time to address that. If you don't, then you're going to fall back into the habit of waiting for a big play to bail you out instead of building to the big play.
All right, Carl, great stuff as always.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, and we'll do it again next week right here on MSG as we rewind the Giants and Cincinnati Bengals. For our entire crew, we hope you've enjoyed this edition of Giants Rewind presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital.